Hello and welcome to Chiefs Blueprint. I'm your host, Pete Sweeney, joined once again by Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel. The second week of Chiefs training camp has come and gone, and that means we are one step closer to the season. With that, we have another awesome episode of Blueprint tonight. In this show, you'll get to experience what it's like to go inside the helmet of Derek Johnson. And later on, we'll take a brief look at the career of Will Shields. But first, BJ, let's talk a little bit about the man behind Jamaal Charles. I'm talking about running backs coach Eric Bieniemy.
I love watching Coach Bieniemy at practice because it's hard to find a guy that's more passionate about the game of football than EB. His voice just carries across the field, but even beyond that, he's also one of the most down-to-earth, most genuine, good people you'll ever talk to. You always have a good conversation with him. And I know from talking with running back Jamaal Charles, one thing that he really loves about EB is he said that he treats everybody the same way. It doesn't matter if you're a practice squad running back or if you're the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher. If you do something wrong, he's going to let you know about it. When I talked with Jamaal Charles, he said that he loves that tough love from EB. It's obviously worked out well for him with the career that he's had so far in Kansas City.
Right, and the guy brings a ton of enthusiasm. You'll get to see some of that because the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, recently sat down with the Chiefs running backs coach.
I want to start with Jamaal. His progress in every phase, not only of his football life, but his personal life. How much have you seen him grow?
You know what? He's taken a lot of tremendous steps forward. In fact, I can remember the kid coming out of high school. But now having an opportunity to work with him going into year three, I mean, each and every year, he's gotten better. I know it's hard to say this, but he's gotten more athletic. He amazes me each and every year because he takes a lot of personal pride in everything that he does.
And your work with him in pass protection. But what about just that phase and how much pride he takes in that and the example he sets for the younger guys?
You know what? When I first came here, I always knew that he was a talented kid. And my biggest challenge was, you know, your biggest measuring stick is, what are you doing when the ball is not in your hand? At the end of the day, that's going to define who you are. He's accepted that challenge. He does a hell of a job. And, you know, people from the outside looking in takes him for granted because they don't realize that Jamaal will hit you. He will hit you.
That being said, your offense, I've always said this, has added maybe two more years to his career. And how you use him as a receiver in the slot. What about his skill set that's required there when he does have the ball or you want to get him the ball?
Obviously, if you can give it to him 100 times a game, you would love to. But obviously, we can't wear him out. So utilizing him in the pass game has tremendous benefits. We love playing that game of Waldo every now and then, you know, within the NFL. So teams can find him and we can find that matchup and utilize that skill set in case they want to put a backer or even a safety on him.
You have a core. That core includes Sherman and includes Niall Davis. What about those two guys?
Niall is going on year three. This offseason, watching him develop in the pass game has been fun to watch. You know, he's doing a great job of just doing little things, focusing on, looking the ball on all the way in. And those little things you get excited about because we know what he can do when the ball is in his hands. You know, but just improving upon every aspect to help him become a better professional, it helps tremendously. And then Sherm, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Sherm is the ringleader. You know, he's the voice of the room. You know, we need somebody to get us going. He's that bell cow. Hey, fellas, listen, it's time to go have fun. You know, we're not going to allow this thing to go bad. We're going to make this happen, have it going our right direction.
What about your third halfback position and where that's at right now and as you go forward the next month?
Right now, we got Charkandrick West, who, in my opinion, was a great asset, a great addition to our team last year. I mean, he has tremendous quickness. I mean, he's stronger than what you think he is. Doesn't take anything for granted. Works his tail off. You know, he's getting better in each and every phase. And on top of that, takes a tremendous amount of pride in playing on special teams. And we also have another kid by the name of Spencer Ware, who he has come in. He's doing a heck of a job. Thing that I have mentioned, I've always said this, I'm very blessed and fortunate to have a great group of people that understand the importance of being professional, accountable, and reliable. They have a great deal of respect for what we do, have a great deal of respect for what they do and how they do it, and it works.
BJ, you got to be impressed with what Bieniemy's been able to build. He's got to have something to do with that, right?
I think so. And you look at this running backs group, it's probably one of the tightest knit groups on this team. You see them on social media. They're always posting pictures together. I know they all went down to Port Arthur for Jamaal Charles' charity roast earlier last summer, but I think a lot of that does have to do with Bieniemy because he has tough love, but they all respect him. They all love each other and they all get along really well.
Coming up, as promised, we go inside the helmet of DJ and this guy sits down with him to find out what his outlook is for 2015. Stay tuned.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/chiefs. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you. Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
All day!
I am definitely at 100%. Physically, I'm out there running around having fun, man. Being a leader on this team, especially on this defense, they need to hear from you.
Oh, I like it. Everybody step up, step up, step up. Run and hit, run and hit. All right, let's do it. All day, baby. All day.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. Derek Johnson is more than just a player for the Chiefs. He's a leader. That's why last year when he went down in week one, it was such a crushing blow. But setbacks paved the way for comebacks, and I think by this point, BJ, he's not only ready to come back, but he's ready to come back stronger than ever.
It's so much fun to watch him out on the field because he's an energy giver. He's always saying something. He feels like it's his responsibility to kind of hype up his teammates, and he can do that with the career that he's had and then the person and the leader that he is. And I know that Bob Sutton, defensive coordinator, said earlier this week that he feels like DJ's back to being the old DJ, the guy that we saw. I know DJ told me during OTAs that he didn't want to say he was 100% until he got the pads on, ran around and made plays. From watching that practice last week, hearing what he has to say, he looks good. He says he feels good. It's a great sign for this defense moving forward.
The bottom line is he's back, and that's going to be music to the ears of Chiefs Kingdom. You got a chance to talk with him. Here's that interview.
Hey, let's move now. We're moving. We're moving. Moving and hitting. Moving and hitting.
All right, DJ. Finally back. Have a chance. Had the pads on for a couple of days. What's it like? How much fun are you having back out on the field?
I'm having a blast, man. I feel like a kid in the candy store. It means a lot more, especially when you have your health taken away from you from a crazy injury. And to be back on the field with my guys, running around, having fun, means a lot.
55 on the roster, number one in your heart. I like that.
You'd said back at OTAs that you wouldn't say that you felt 100%, so you had a chance to put the pads on. Saw you out there at practice this week, a one-handed interception, making some tackles for loss. Where do you feel health-wise now you've had a couple of days with the pads on?
I am definitely at 100%, and that's a good feeling. You know, of course, my level of play, of mental, of the football game, it's not where it needs to be yet, but it will be. That comes with reps. But physically, I'm out there running around having fun, man. Being a leader on this team, especially on this defense, they need to hear from you.
Hey, let's talk now. Talk. Hey, win every play now. Boom. All day. Hey, it's 35. Oh, good job. Oh, I like it.
Of course, they see me play and make some plays, but at the same time, I need to reiterate certain stuff, make them think, or even talk to motivate them before the play. They know Derek Johnson is on our side.
Oh, yeah! Good job, boy. Oh! I like it! Yeah, he can't do that.
Yeah, he's back.
What we got?
I've been in this game a long time, and they need to hear from me.
One of the guys that hopefully makes a lot of plays this year, you spent a lot of time with in defensive lineman Mike DeVito. You guys went through your rehab together. I know you've talked about it at OTAs when you got back out on the field together for the first time, but now the pad's on, you're back to real football. Is it still that special feeling seeing him, knowing everything you guys went through last year?
Mike DeVito's a heck of a guy, man, on and off the field. It was a blessing to be with him during my process and trying to get back. We went through rehab every single day together. You know, some days he had better days and I had better days, but we knew we was looking at the long haul, and we used to talk every day, man. We just can't wait to get back with the guys. You miss everything about football. when you get it taken away from you. Now we're back on the field and high-fiving each other, and life's good.
Justin, let's do it. Let's do it.
This linebacker group as a whole, between yourself, Tom Ali, and Justin Houston, do you kind of step back and look and say, you know, conceivably, you know, 15, 20 years down the road, you could have the all-time leading tackler and the two career sack leaders. You step back and think about how special it is that you guys are all playing at such a high level together?
I don't really think about it in the moment because we're having fun. We're trying to accomplish something, and that's win the Super Bowl. But when you go home and lay down at night, you do think about it at times. You say, man, we have a special group here. We've been here long enough where we can conquer some things, and we're working hard, man. Our defense is really good on paper. We're going to get this chemistry down. We're going to try to be the best defense in the NFL.
Now that you're back, Mike DeVito's back, and the pieces that were added this offseason, what do you think that the expectations or the goals for this team could be in 2015?
It's high. It's high. There's no reason why it shouldn't be high. And that's not a cockiness. That's pure confidence, knowing that we can do a lot of things, and offensively and defensively. Being in this system my third year is the charm type deal. I can't wait for this season to start.
Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
Will in space. You know, you see how big he is. He has such a presence about him. Not a whole lot of safeties and corners get real excited about seeing 68 rolling around the edge.
Pitch out to Marcus, gets a block, cuts inside, over the tackle, diving in, touchdown! They're on a roll, baby, they're on a roll!
Willis, Wegman, Shields, and Spears on the offensive line. Stretch play, right, Holmes, keeps his feet turning right inside the 10, angles right, front pylon, touchdown, Kansas City!
Welcome back to the show. BJ, all year, and rightly so, we've been talking about what offensive lineman Will Shields meant to this organization. The guy went to the Pro Bowl 12 times in a row and was the key to success for players like Marcus Allen, Priest Holmes, and Larry Johnson. I know our good friend Mitch Holthus considers him one of the greatest guards of all time.
Well, Pete, you look at the numbers. 223 consecutive starts, zero false starts in the last 4 years of his career, just one holding penalty in the last 9 years of his career. These are ridiculous numbers, but he has been one of the most influential athletes in Kansas City history for everything that he's done, and he's done it in a genuine way. He wasn't seeking any credit, and that's part of the reason he's such a special person. We have a lot of those great stories throughout his career at kcchiefs.com. We have a whole microsite dedicated to him. You can find all of that information, a lot of those great stories there. But, you know, Kansas City is lucky to have Will Shields throughout his career and even continued with everything that he's still doing.
And I think you said it there. Not only is he a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but he's our Pro Football Hall of Famer. And with that, let's take a look at the illustrious career of the great Will Shields.
Offensive linemen very seldom get the credit for an explosive offense.
You make sure you make your mark today.
It normally goes to the offensive coordinator or the head coach. But you can't do all the things we did with our offense over the 5 years without a Will Shields. He made it easy. He had no limitation. Never have been around a guard that could do so many things so well.
Green, Holmes, left side, looking opening. Holmes, touchdown!
Will Shields with the big block up front. Holmes with another big hole inside the 10.
Will Shields had one heck of a block at the point of attack.
Holmes, first down and more.
Will Shields doing a great job of getting push on those guys.
Typically, you break down O-linemen. Are they have the ability to run in space and block in space? Can they get to the second level? Are they good man blockers, zone blockers? Will could do all those things.
He was, for many games, their backup tackle. And, in fact, went to tackle for a game.
That's Will Shields. He's making his first start ever at left tackle in this league. In this offense, Kurt, as many deep drops as Elvis Gerbach has, that is a very difficult position to play.
You know, he had all these injuries, and all of a sudden, here's Will Shields out there kicking everybody's butt at tackle.
Gerbach
all kinds of time.
Being able to play, you know, basically three positions in one game was, I mean, unheard of.
The thing that's impressive right now is the pass protection that Gerbach has gotten all day with a reshuffled line.
I mean, then you knew right there that, hey, this guy's special.
Tony Richardson into the open field. Will Shields at left tackle has been outstanding today.
There was a game in 2004 on Monday night where they mic'd up Ray Lewis.
We'd gone 0-3 to start out, and we come in, we just decided Al Saunders, Mike Saunders, we're going to pound the ball.
Reese Holmes busts one into Raven territory.
This Kansas City offensive line, that front group, has whipped the Raven defensive front group.
Coach, I'm from every play. I got two men on me, every single play.
I can remember Ray Lewis saying, Coach, they got two guys on me. They got two guys on me. They only had one guy on him.
Then they would show snap after snap where he was being manhandled one-on-one, and Will Shields was that guy a lot of the time.
They give it to Holmes, and Holmes is in again for the touchdown behind a Will Shields block.
There was this, you know, vaunted Ravens defense, and the Chiefs were just running right over him.
Will did an unbelievable job of getting to the second level, getting up on linebackers through combinations. Having that feel of when you can leave without putting the guy next to you in peril.
And I remember Will getting into it with Ray Lewis because Ray Lewis was really frustrated on how well he was being blocked.
Come on, Will, I live for this, Will. I live for this. I live for this.
He was being handled by Will Shields that day.
There wasn't a spot on the field where Will Shields looked uncomfortable. But unlike most 300-pound men, he may have looked most at home in the open field.
Will in space, you know, you see how big he is. He has such a presence about him. Not a whole lot of safeties and corners get real excited about seeing 68 rolling around the edge.
I know one of the great delights in training camp was to watch Will when they would run a play where he pulled. And all of a sudden, that 68 was out there, all 300 pounds of him, moving so fast.
His feet were tremendous. I mean, his ability to pull and to trap and to do it quickly. You know, blocking is about strength, but it's also about getting better leverage, getting to the spot quicker.
All of a sudden, he's there. All of a sudden, he's on top of you, and you don't realize how fast he gets there.
I can think of so many times seeing Priest Holmes out on the perimeter, and there's Will running out there in front of him, just looking for a second guy to hit.
There was a screen pass. Priest took, I want to say, 70-some yards for a touchdown.
Out to Holmes. Lead block by Spears. A block by Shields. And there he goes!
Half of that way, Will Shields is running in front of him.
60-plus yards down the field at a full sprint, keeping Priest Holmes untouched.
You see who was way down the field, way down, Will Shields.
That's something that I will never forget. It's the single greatest play I've ever seen from an offensive lineman.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/chiefs. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you.
Thanks for joining us on the show. All right, BJ, so pads came on last week, and now we enter the second phase of this all. The awesome part about this week is we have a game to look forward to. We are just 1 week away from the Chiefs heading out to the Valley to play the Cardinals. What changes when you have the first preseason leg under your belt?
Well, at first, it's going to be nice for these guys to go up against a non-familiar face. They've been hitting each other for a while. I think it's going to be nice for them to get out and hit somebody in a different colored helmet. Second, it's the game speed. That adrenaline's going to kick in. It's going to be a whole different speed that these guys haven't had yet this year because they're going to be in that environment playing a game. It's going to be a lot of fun for them. And then finally, camp is a grind. These guys have been grinding out for the last couple of weeks, and this is a time for them to go out there and enjoy all the hard work they put in, use that, go out there, have a little bit of fun.
A lot to look forward to in 1 week's time. Remember, to stay up on all things Chiefs, make sure you're heading over to kcchiefs.com for articles from BJ and I and all the latest updates. You can follow BJ on Twitter, at Chiefs Reporter, and me, at PG Sween. And for all the breaking news, check out our official Twitter, at KC Chiefs. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. Thank you for joining us on Chiefs Blueprint. We'll see you next week.